Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is Day 58 of the year, Friday, February 27th, 2026. I'm Stephen Copley.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the Gulf Coast today to the great state of Louisiana. It is the land of the Mississippi River Delta, massive energy ports, and incredible Cajun culture. And today, we are profiling the senior senator from the Pelican State. A man who spent decades as a medical doctor before ascending to one of the most powerful chairmanships in the United States Senate. We are talking about Republican Bill Cassidy.
Stephen, Senator Cassidy's background as a doctor completely defines how he approaches the federal government. He isn't a lawyer by trade. He is a gastroenterologist. He got his medical degree from LSU. And for decades, he taught medical students and treated patients at Earl K. Long Hospital in Baton Rouge. And that was a charity hospital. He spent his career treating the uninsured and the working poor. He actually co-founded the Greater Baton Rouge Community Clinic to provide free health care. And famously, right after Hurricane Katrina hit in 2005, he led a group of volunteers to convert an abandoned Kmart building into a massive emergency medical triage center for evacuees.
So he comes to Washington looking at the healthcare system not as a politician, but as a doctor trying to diagnose a broken patient. He served in the state Senate and the U.S. House before defeating Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu in 2014. And in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, his medical background has put him at the absolute pinnacle of Senate power. With Republicans taking control of the chamber, Bill Cassidy was officially seated as the chairman of the Senate Help Committee. That stands for Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions.
That is a massive gavel to hold. He is actually the first physician to hold that chairmanship since 1933. And he has hit the ground running, launching a massive conservative legislative blitz. As the chair of the Help Committee, he has direct oversight over the FDA, the CDC, and the National Labor Relations Board. Just recently, he introduced a massive labor reform package. The flagship bill is called the Worker Results Act. He argues that the Biden-era NLRB heavily favored union bosses over rank-and-file workers. His legislation mandates strict secret ballot elections and makes it significantly easier for workers to decertify a union if they feel it isn't representing them properly.
He is also flexing his oversight muscles to investigate the government. Just this month, in February 2026, he held explosive hearings targeting childcare fraud in Minnesota, demanding accountability for federal funds. He has also been leading a coalition of Republicans, demanding answers from former health officials regarding the promotion of gender transition protocols for minors. And on the privacy front, he introduced the Health Information Privacy Reform Act, which is a major 2026 bill designed to completely overhaul HIPAA protections to cover the massive amounts of medical data being vacuumed up by artificial intelligence companies and fitness apps.
He is an incredibly effective institutional chairman. But Stephen, despite all of that power, Bill Cassidy is currently locked in the absolute political fight of his life because he is up for re-election this year in 2026. And the political landscape in Louisiana just completely changed. For years, Louisiana used a, quote, jungle primary, where everyone ran on the same ballot. Starting this year, they switched to closed party primaries. And the Republican primary on May 16th is going to be a bloodbath.
It is the most closely watched Senate primary in the country right now. And it all stems from one single vote. Following the attack on the Capitol on January 6th, Senator Bill Cassidy was one of only seven Republicans who voted to convict Donald Trump during his second impeachment trial. The Louisiana Republican Party was furious. They immediately censured him. Now, 5 years later, the MAGA base has not forgotten. Representative Julia Letlow, who represents Louisiana's 5th District, jumped into the Senate race to primary him. And just last month, President Trump officially gave Julia Letlow his complete and total endorsement.
Having a sitting president endorse a primary challenger against a sitting committee chairman in his own party is practically unheard of. But Cassidy is not backing down. When the filing deadline closed in Baton Rouge a couple of weeks ago, reporters asked him about Trump's endorsement of Letlow. Cassidy completely waved it off. He said the race is going to be decided on who actually delivers for Louisiana. He argues that he is the one bringing home billions of dollars for coastal restoration, energy jobs, and highway funding.
He is also playing hardball. Cassidy's campaign actually parked mobile billboards outside the Secretary of State's office displaying attack ads calling Julia Letlow a, quote, liberal. He is aggressively reminding conservative voters that he was the one who cast the decisive committee vote to advance Robert F. Kennedy Jr., S. nomination to be the HHS secretary, proving that he is fully capable of executing Trump's health agenda. He is basically telling Louisiana Republicans, you might be mad about one vote in 2021, but I am the chairman who actually has the power to fix the country right now.
It is a massive test of whether institutional seniority can survive the populist wave. Letlow argues that Trump needs a senator he can actually trust when the pressure is on, pointing directly to the impeachment vote. If Cassidy survives the May 16th primary, he is essentially guaranteed to win the general election, because the Louisiana Democratic Party didn't even field a top-tier challenger.
The stakes could not be higher. The doctor who treated the uninsured in Baton Rouge.
The chairman of the HELP committee, fighting for his political life.
That is Senator Bill Cassidy. That is our profile for Louisiana. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.